Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide and teacher. In today's podcast, I will lead you through a guided chakra meditation and visualization. To help give context and meaning to today's chakra meditation, I would like to share with you a bit about chakras, as some of you may be aware of what chakras are, and others may not. Chakras are the energy centers in our bodies through which energy flows. There are seven distinct chakras that align within the body. For example, the traditional Hindu system of belief describes the chakra centers as encompassing subtle bodies of energy fields. These chakra centers serve to accumulate, assimilate, and transmit psychological, physical, and spiritual energies. The chakras are often pictured as lotus blossoms or spinning wheels, and each chakra corresponds to a location in the physical body. Some Western teachers have developed elaborate theories regarding the chakras, and some have created practices for cleansing the chakra centers in order to help unblock the flow of vital energy within those body centers. Some teachers describe the position of an eighth chakra that is outside of the body and located an arm's length above the head. Today, we will explore the first three chakras of the body out of the seven chakras. The lower three chakras are associated with survival needs such as food, sex, shelter, and money. The three upper body chakras, 5, 6, and 7, are associated with more spiritual pursuits, such as how we evolve, how we pursue finding purpose and meaning in our lives, and how we are drawn to contribute to the world. The purpose of the middle chakra, which is the fourth chakra, also known as the heart chakra, is to act as a bridge between the lower and upper chakras, and it's in this fourth chakra where the energies come together in order to help balance the lower and upper chakras in order to achieve more harmony within the body, mind, and spirit. As we make our journey through each of the first, second, and third chakra centers, allow yourself to send love and healing energy towards each of these chakras, for it's thought that spending time to boost and enhance and clear out energy stuck in any of these chakra centers serves to move us towards more wholeness and overall well-being. There is so much more that you can learn about the chakra centers beyond the journey that I am starting here with you today. So if you're interested, you can find out more details about other people's interpretations around the chakras and their functioning, even after you leave this space. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 25 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this, and when you're ready, start the podcast right here, where we will continue. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. And I invite you now to close your eyes and just listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. Imagine for a moment that you are an energetic being. Imagine these chakras, each as colorful spinning wheels of energy. Begin to sense the seven main chakras, as they are aligned along your spine. The first chakra starts at the base of your body, and the seventh chakra is located at the top of your head. Each of the chakras are located at the front of the body as well as at the back of the body. For a moment, imagine the best way that you can, each of these chakras are rotating at a different speed and brightness. Each chakra center has an individual center of information. Each has its own specific energy that carries a corresponding level of consciousness. Each center has its own area in the body that includes glands, unique hormones, body chemistry, and neurons. It's as if each center is like a mini brain. For now, just take a couple of deep breaths and begin to scan your body. And notice any areas where you are feeling any tightness or soreness, or just notice whatever body sensations that you are becoming more aware of, and feel into this for a few more moments. Next, see if you can direct your attention and your breath now to reach those areas. Send all of your body parts and systems love and healing energy. Now, as you are bathing in this energy, imagine this first chakra area of your body. This chakra is called the root chakra, which is around the lower base of the spine, including your legs and feet. The first chakra also includes your bones, your rectum, and your overall immune system. For a moment, place your attention on this area of your body. The root chakra also represents your foundation, your feeling of being grounded, of feeling connected and of this earth. It is also the center of manifesting things in the material world. This root chakra also relates to your connections with your family, and there are several tribal themes that relate to this root chakra, such as your interactions with your physical family. It is this first chakra where we develop a sense of what group safety and security within our families feels like. It is within this chakra area that we grapple with the ability to provide for life's necessities. This is where you stand up for yourself. It's also where you feel at home physically, socially, and emotionally. It's where you can experience social and family law and order, things like family codes. It's also where you can feel abandoned and where fear regarding abandonment lands. This area also signifies your sense of family bonding, identity, and tribal honor code. And it also connects to any meaning that you put around values as it relates to you and your family. And it also brings up who supports you and who you support and loyalty issues. Place your attention now on the area of your feet. Can you feel your feet? Do you notice any sensations? Do your feet feel tired or tight or sore? Or maybe they feel relaxed. What does the bottom of your feet feel like, the soles of your feet? Keep in mind our feet serve us in so many ways. They help to propel us forwards, backwards, and sideways. We can pivot in different directions at different speeds as we move towards or away from people, places, and things. What ways do you feel strong and capable of currently in your life? Do you feel capable of providing the basic necessities to yourself and to those others in your family? Where is it that you can stand strong in knowing that you can pivot and change directions to get what you need to survive and look after yourself and others, perhaps? Can you give gratitude and send love to this area of your body now? Your feet help to anchor you and help you to feel grounded as they touch down upon and make contact with the physical earth. Imagine that you are standing on firm ground beneath your feet. Where in your current life are you strong, capable, and assured? Then ponder if there is an area of your life currently that you feel a little off balance. Just notice what thoughts or ideas come up around this for you. Perhaps you might be inspired to journal about a few of these things after you leave this space. Where do you gravitate to where you feel at home and able to relax and take the weight off, so to speak, physically, socially, and emotionally? Who are your go-to people? Your literal family or family people you've cultivated and view as family? Who is your bedrock? Who are the rocks in your life? And perhaps you're somebody else's rock. Can you list all of the blessings that you feel come from your family? We all feel the weight of certain responsibilities in our lives. What would be the right amount of symbolic family weight that you would rather be comfortable carrying? For example, what tribal traditions and rituals do you continue and enjoy? What would be a small change that you could undertake to make this shift and pivot from doing something just because you've always done it that way, but now you want to pivot to stepping into something else? Maybe, for example, it's no longer hosting a large Thanksgiving dinner, but instead going to someone else's house at Thanksgiving and bringing a potluck. Next, as you move your focus and attention up from your feet, now to your ankles and legs, imagine that your legs are feeling strong and capable of bearing certain kinds of weight in your current life. Who is it that you like to support and why? And to whom do you like being loyal? And who are those people that support and are loyal to you? How do you feel at home in this part of your body? Do you engage in any daily or weekly practices that help you get more into your body and to feel yourself more in your body and bodily sensations? Some people like to do yoga, some like to walk in nature. I wonder what it is for you. Breathe into this chakra area now and sense this energy is being cleansed and balanced as you send love and relaxation. Now we are preparing to move upwards from the center to the second chakra. So now focus on your body and the area that spans your reproductive area and sacral area of your lower back. This second chakra area of your body is called the sacral chakra. This sacral chakra covers the lower abdomen to the navel and hip area. It also includes the sexual organs, large intestine, lower vertebrae, pelvis, appendix, and bladder. Symbolically, this second chakra, according to the work of Carolyn Mace, represents your connection and ability to accept others and new experiences. It holds the basic needs for sexuality, creativity, intuition, and self-worth. It is also about emotions and friendliness. It is the seat of our creativity, confidence, and sense of self-worth. For a moment, ask yourself, what are your current intimate relationships like? Do they feel balanced? Are you able to both give and receive from others? Are there any relationships that seem out of balance, and if so, to what degree? It might help you to think of these relationships in terms of what goes on regarding money, sex, power, and control. Are there any dynamics that arise around power plays? This second chakra is where we can get fired up and protective and want to defend ourselves. This is the area of our body also where your survival instincts can get activated around the themes of risk-taking and or protecting yourself as it relates to key themes such as sex, power, control, honor, and betrayal, just to name a few. It is also symbolically the money belt area of your body where you can get triggered if you're worried or threatened that there's not enough money to survive and meet your basic needs on a day-to-day basis. Also, if you were in an old Western-themed movie where you as a sheriff would carry your weapons or gun belt, you can imagine that this area is where you defend from, and you can defend such things as honor and justice as a few examples. This is the area where you deal with betrayal themes and where you stand up to some things in order to rebel or fight back or defend yourself, so to speak. This is also the area of your body where we all create from, both biologically as our reproductive organs are here. As well, this is the energy here in which the chakra speaks to our creative energy. We are all creative, whether we think we are or not. For example, if you set a beautiful table, that's a creative process. Or even washing a car with beautiful finesse is creative. You can think about all the ways in which you might be creative and explore some of these even after you leave this space. For now, we're going to be leaving the chakra area and moving to the third chakra. But before we do, send the second chakra area of your body balancing and cleansing energy and a lot of unconditional love. Next, we move to the third chakra. This is the area of your solar plexus, the area of your body where you emit energy and life force as it relates to your self-esteem and your gut instincts and gut reactions. The solar plexus chakra area includes the abdomen, stomach, upper intestines, liver, gallbladder, kidney, pancreas, adrenal glands, spleen, middle spine that lies behind the solar plexus. This is the area in your body where you can sense when someone has said or done something really nasty, where you can feel and sense it almost like being punched in the stomach, so to speak. Or perhaps you have a memory of an experience in which you felt gutted when someone tore a strip off you at some point in your life. This third chakra represents our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. It is our center of personal power, the place of ego, and where we can feel passions and impulses. This is also our core area where we can lean into when we need strength to muster, to feel confident, to get certain things done. See if you can feel into your stomach area now. And as we reflect on self-esteem, how do you feel your self-esteem is lately? What areas of your life do you feel in charge and confident in? Where can you sense that you have strong boundaries that you can maintain? Where are boundaries more fuzzy and harder to keep, and with whom? There's no right or wrong answer. It's just for you to get an idea of how this area of you is feeling currently. Remember, you are already enough and good enough in any moment. You may want to ask yourself, what is your own personal code of honor? What is it that you live by? These are questions that take time to digest and process, so you may want to devote some time to pondering these more deeply once you leave this space. This third chakra area gives you clues about who you trust and don't trust. When you have a gut reaction to meeting someone, you remember that feeling of just knowing something was not quite right, and you also remember when it felt quite right. So overall, just ask yourself, how much do you trust yourself? For example, when you get a hunch, a gut hunch, do you follow your gut intuition, or how do you react? Is there a way you can start to pay more attention to your gut reactions and be curious about them? This third chakra also is around courage. How do you demonstrate courage? And can you give yourself credit for being brave and standing in your core beliefs during different points? Can you see, even though you may have been scared, you were able to handle all kinds of crisis in your life? Can you thank yourself for being on deck all of these years? And for all of the ways in which you have looked after yourself and others emotionally and physically? And can you give yourself a big pat on the back and give yourself a hug around some of the ways in which you have shown yourself respect and valued yourself and others? Maybe you can make a list of all the things that you're proud of. As you send healing, cleansing energy to the chakra, imagine that this energy is helping you to fortify and strengthen your core values and beliefs. Let this energy cleanse and loosen any negative energy or any criticisms that you might be holding on to. And know that you are always enough, no matter what. You are enough already in every moment. And know you can always decide to change and pivot towards more of what matters to you as you move through your life. As you take the time now to scan your lower three chakras, just take a few more moments and send more unconditional love and energy to these three chakras. And now send love and energy to all of your seven chakras and your whole body, and bathe in this healing and balancing energy. Just sense the best way you can this energy moving through all of your seven chakras and helping to bring things more into harmony and balance. And know that you can come back here anytime. And as you prepare to leave this space, take a few more deep, relaxing breaths. And when it feels right, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingertips. Very gently start to bring your body and mind back into present time and space. And slowly and gently bring yourself into a seated position. And slowly and gently open your eyes. I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And during the next podcast episode, I will be covering the other four chakras. So until next time, I wish you well.